Peter Marshall and the Lomo Show.
They say you've got to capture people's attention in the first. You know, keep them in that first 10 seconds. I reckon this is. We're beyond 10 seconds now, so, you know, people have probably dropped off already. How would people know?
Because we've got loads of subscribers.
What would what would tell them that this was happening now?
You on Twitter? Here we go. Share. I'm pressing the share button.
Me on Twitter.
I'm going to share it. I haven't got Twitter. I deleted the Twitter app because Twitter bores me. Anyway, here we go.
Thanks, Vaughn. Anyway, so...
Do you know why I'm doing this?
Should we tell them? Not really. Oh, you mean them. Yeah. Them. Yeah. Him.
We're doing it because I realised that it's almost 10 years since we formed.
That is ridiculous, isn't it?
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm definitely feeling older.
You're older.
You are. No, you are.
You're older. That's a long time.
This keyboard was, let's work this out, 15 years old when we started. It's now 25. Look, I don't know if you can see this on the camera. It's actually got a great big hole in it. This speaker barely ever works. Kids have stuck stickers on it.
There was a moment during Lomo's actual gigging years.
Yes.
Where you thought you might have to get a new keyboard, didn't you? Because you thought it had given up the ghost. Not only like it stopped
that
working.
That was on Halloween. So is that?
Yeah. But also, it does a thing like an old school thing where you can plug in like tapes or something.
Discs. Not tapes. I haven't got one on me, but that's a floppy disk drive in the side.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
So that's how they make all the instruments these days. The floppy disk drive.
Wait, it had 1.4 megabytes worth of data.
I don't know what that means. keyboards.
Less than we've uploaded to the internet.
Keyboards now, it's probably on a USB portal. Is that a thing?
They definitely don't. Well, they probably do, but not for the same reason.
No.
Yeah. Well, maybe for the same reason. No, I've got a 25-year-old keyboard. What do I know?
So, 10 years of Peter Marshall and the Lomos.
Well, yes.
What? I mean, it's been... 10 years of Peter Marshall and the Lomos makes it sound like we've been, getting better and performing for all that time. I feel like we sort of stopped being a thing.
A while ago.
I've been
saying for a long time we're slowly slipping into retirement.
Yeah.
What I actually meant was we very quickly slipped into retirement.
Yeah.
And we've stayed in retirement at a slow pace. I'm doing this because it just feels like we should.
Yeah.
Like in the 10 years that we've been doing this,
yeah.
For the first year we didn't have a YouTube channel.
No. Didn't we?
No. The second year we got a YouTube channel,
yeah,
we genuinely didn't know what we were doing. There were some terrible things on there. They're still on there.
Yeah. Look at Joe Sugg as an example of someone who's made the most out of
money. Well, he knows how to do social media.
He's, yeah.
Well, he can also dance.
He can dance. Yeah. Or it's a Strictly Come Dancing Live tour.
He is?
And do you know they have the actual real live judges are there?
No.
Yeah. They run the whole thing like an actual show. It's really good. Okay. We were miles away. It's good. That was fit.
If you like
that kind of thing. Oh, it was in an arena.
I thought you meant you didn't get there.
Yeah, we were there. We were just on the cheap seats.
Quick potted history of Peter Marshall and the Lomos.
I'm interested.
I'm going to do it in bullets.
Yep.
Fell into it by accident.
Yep.
Won a competition that you forced me to help you with. Next, entered another competition.
Yep.
This is me doing bullets.
Yeah.
It looks more like I'm doing a terrible karate job. Fell into a second competition because of you.
Yeah.
That went well.
Yeah,
you did. But
by this stage, though, we're doing well.
We're flying.
Flying. Then.
So then you said, let's do the whole comedy circuit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get us 4 gigs a night.
Yeah.
We're going to travel the whole of the north of England.
Yeah, yeah.
And hammer it.
Yeah.
Not get any sleep. Spend a lot of money on petrol.
Yeah.
Some ups and downs. Mainly ups, though.
Yeah. Some downs.
After a couple of years, really get bored of it.
Yeah.
And then
I reckon by then we'd had, I don't know, a handful of paid gigs.
More than you probably remember.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Either way. It's been like that for the last 10 years and I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's right.
If we knew what we were doing, it'd be boring.
That's right.
What's this?
This is a hat. Nice. Not even a proverbial hat.
It looks like you prepared
something. I have. Well, I can't actually remember the last time we sang a song together.
Last time I was here.
Which is about 3 months ago.
Something like that.
Just before
Christmas.
Just But I thought I'd put a handful of our... I mean, it's not that many.
You're going to say hits,
like,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say hits. Stay tuned for a song that won't be terrible. So, let's pick a song to do. We haven't rehearsed any of these.
For months. Oh, beard Emily.
Cracky.
Beard Emily. As you say, it's writing.
Yeah. Just to prove that I didn't just write beard and be on them all, there's one that says hair. There, do you want to see this? This one says Lomo Lovey. That's more of an actual song, that one, written by Lomo too. This one's Eggs.
You know, when we get together, we always say we should write some more stuff. That's a few times we have.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Right. It's all available online.
Should I put this hat on?
Why not? I've never seen anybody.
Sure.
You don't think you'll like to mess your hair up, do you?
No, it's one of my...
No, my kids love our 5 second song about wearing a helmet if you're going to ride a bike, which we did on Vine.
I remember it.
And now dead social media.
How's it go?
You gotta wear your helmet if you wanna ride a bike. I'm getting on a bike, so I love my helmet.
Wow, we are. I mean, how did we come up with that? That is...
I'll tell you how. We went to pub, we got drunk, and I said we should do a 5 second song for Vine. 6 second song. Remember Vine net before?
That's amazing.
And so we walked out the pub, and you can see it on the video, both. Our eyes were a little bit glazed.
What year was that?
Oh, about 3 years ago.
So that's a genuine edutainment song, that. That's teaching people to be safe.
Was
I about to ride my bike home drunk from the pub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were going to put your helmet on at least.
So,
yeah.
Still there.
So here's the thing, right? 10 years in, have you remembered any of our lyrics?
I reckon we wrote Beard Envy about 2 years in.
Maybe. Something like that.
It's probably...
So you've had 8 years to remember the lyrics.
Okay.
8 years of gigging. I'm slightly nervous because I'm berating Pete for his lack of memories of lyrics. And I've genuinely got to know how to play this.
Nope.
Ooh, they're going to rattle, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's some china plates and dishes over here. And
they look like this is the pattern to them.
They're
for sale. If you interested.
Oh man, we could get a job on QVC. How much are they going for?
They're on like Gumtree or whatever, so it's like, you know.
Check it out.
Whatever, or near this offer type. Or near this offer to what though? That's the...
Well, it depends what you put them on for.
I got it.
Anyway, they rattle. They say bowls.
Bowls?
This is so pro. This sums up everything we've ever done.
Here we go. Welcome to our live show. By me, Peter Marshall, and he, the Lomos. He's the Lomo. I wish I had more, cause I ain't got a lot. My strawberry sparse, I've got more of this stuff on my arse. Are we allowed to swear?
Yeah, why not?
On my arse.
Who knows?
Yeah. I draw it on with an eyeliner pen. They say, Pete, you've been drawing on your beard again. I say it's good enough for Craig David, it's good enough for me. Cause I ain't got no stubble, why can't you see? I got gaps, I got gaps, I got gaps, yeah.
He's got gaps, he's got gaps, he got gaps.
Another freaking gaps, yeah. B-E-A-R-D, B-E-A-R-D, E-N-V-Y.
But yeah, for a rehearsal,
yeah.
A live performance.
I mean,
is this a gig? This sounds a gig.
I think so.
Bank it.
It's got it. It's got it, hasn't it?
Bank it in the gig tally.
That sounded all right, I thought.
How many gigs do you have to do to be classed as a professional comedian?
28, I think.
We've done that.
Yeah.
So we did 24 in one day once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was quite pleased with that. I quite enjoyed it. Yeah. I've not sung for a while.
No, it feels good.
Yeah. I'm not sure it sounded good.
Endorphins.
Yeah.
Endorphins. Should we try another?
Yeah. Sure. That one?
Wow. That's a long one. Why not?
I won't remember that one.
No.
Can't remember the order of things.
That was in our list song. Hair was in our list phase. Once we're going to do a list song about foods.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
I forgot to introduce Beard Envy in kind of, you know, our song. What did I used to say?
A personal lament to men with full fat body beards.
Yeah. That was what it was.
Yeah. Do you want to do another?
Yeah. What should we do? Do you want to do that one? I mean, it's either that one or that one. Or a different one.
That one? I mean, you're allowed to get one more.
Well, that one.
What do you reckon? A or B? Let's see what they say. Hang on.
Yeah.
Still with us? Good.
How does my hat look?
It suits you, actually. The beard and the hair. Yeah. And the, not the
it's
hair.
A different hat. Okay. Have you watched that Bros documentary yet?
No. We're nothing like them. That one.
Okay.
You say your intro? Do you remember it?
Nope. Oh, yeah. Well, I think we've answered lots of important questions about
yes.
this evening, don't
That's
you?
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. But of course, there is the most important question. I don't know if you can hear that rain. This is part of the introduction. But it's raining.
It's a matter of the roof. It's a
matter of this.
Where's your dog gone?
In there.
She'll come in.
But there's one question that we've not answered that's very, very important. I think we all want to know the answer, and that is, of course,
yes.
What's an egg?
No idea, Peter.
Was, what's an egg?
home, yeah. Or on the bus or just anywhere with your mobile device. See, like, when we started 10 years ago, on YouTube, 9 years ago, we bought one of those weird flip cameras, whatever they were called.
Yeah, yeah.
Because phones weren't good enough to have high definition video.
I had a flashback then.
When?
As you were
deja vu.
Continuing to talk to the people.
Yes.
And I was doing this. I was reminded of when this is going back even further, 2004, when me and Lobo 7, 8, 9, Ben Cordley, used to host a show on York TV.
Yes, I remember it. Well, it's funny you say that. Those clips are on YouTube too. You can see how patchy your beard was then.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Very patchy. Well,
that's probably it. That's probably a wrap. Yeah, that's for tonight's PMA, the MADL show.
We'll see you again in
next tomorrow night. This is like the one show. This is the new one show.
Or we'll see you in 2029.
What, 10 years from now?
Yeah. On TubeU. As it'll be called. In 10 on years time.
Yes.
You'll be watching us as holograms. That'll be... How do we end?
Just peter out like normal.
Okay.
Peter.
Out. Boom. Mic drop. Goodbye.
This was a Fossgate Studios production. If you enjoyed it, please like, subscribe, comment and share. You can find more podcasts at fossgatestudios.co.uk.